For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. The Potter Valley Water Project remains controversial as PG&E, which holds the license for the project, prepares its proposal for relicensing in 2022. On Friday, October 13th, attorneys for California River Watch and Coast Action Group filed a lawsuit claiming that the project interferes with the habitat and survival of endangered coho and chinook salmon and steelhead trout. We'll hear from Alan Levine, director of Coast Action Group, about his reasons for participating in the lawsuit, and Janet Pauley of the Potter Valley Irrigation District Board about her continued support for the project. We'll start with Levine.
Can you start by giving us a brief outline of what your organization is and why you're concerned about this project?
Well, Coast Action Group actually was started in Point Arena back in 1987, dealing with some oil drilling issues in the area, and has been an active group in Mendocino County and in the North Coast since that time, and actually initiated litigation that established total maximum daily loads for 18 North Coast rivers that are impaired from mostly logging and some agricultural operations on the North Coast, all the rivers between the Russian and the Smith River that are listed as impaired. And the Eel River is one of them, and this project is on the Eel River. Another side issue for this particular project is that it's a fish killer. It blocks off hundreds of miles of fishery habitat, and it limits the water supply to the lower mainstem eel with those limited flows. The relief that's requested is to find some way to alleviate the pressure on the fish and find a way to put more water back in the eel. But there's water rights that are issues here, too, for the agricultural operations in Potter Valley. They'd be very unhappy to lose that water. They grow a lot of grapes. We are subsidizing their water.
What would be a satisfactory outcome of this lawsuit for you?
I don't know that there will be an outcome. I mean, the outcome might be that nothing happens. I don't know how getting this fixed will occur, because a biologic opinion sort of stands as a professional opinion of what is okay and appropriate to manage the fishery, even though the fishery has dropped from, let's say, 2,000 fish that are returning to Tomkai and the areas below Van Arsdale Dam, dropping down to 20 or 30 fish. There was a little bump up a couple of years ago, and then the populations returning from the ocean have dropped back down again. Clearly, the fishery is hammered.
So are you hoping that this lawsuit will affect the decision to relicense the project?
For me, the lawsuit is some attempt to get something done without waiting another 5 to 10 years. The Eel River, also noted by the National Marine Fisheries Service, it has the greatest potential of any North Coast river of recovering its fishery. But still, the recovery is being hampered by this stupid, inefficient diversion but in our current culture, we see a lot of stupid things happening. So we might all end up living with stupid things. I think we've all noticed that.
Janet Pauley of the Potter Valley Irrigation District Board has a different view of the project.
The Potter Valley Project is obviously extremely important to everybody on this side of the river, and I think the voices of the people over here need to be heard. No one understands the importance of this project and the dependency that's evolved with its existence for nearly 100 years now.
And you've had a chance to review the lawsuit, and what are your thoughts on that?
I think that the contention of the plaintiffs that PG&E somehow has an ongoing violation of the ESA is incorrect. PG&E has been and is operating the project in compliance with the FERC license, and part of that license includes the reasonable and prudent alternative directive set by the National Marine Fisheries Service back in 2004, which was based on many, many years of scientific studies regarding the impact of the Potter Valley Project on the fishery of the Eel River, and modifying the operation of the project in an attempt to mimic natural flows. And then currently, as a requirement of the relicensing of the project, PG&E has proposed a series of very extensive and detailed studies that will address impacts of the project to aquatic and terrestrial tribal and cultural resources. So PG&E simply doesn't operate that project without some oversight by many different agencies whose job it is to protect not only the fisheries, but also terrestrial, environmental, and as I mentioned before, tribal and cultural concerns and resources. Some of the projects, some of the studies that they're proposing, PG&E is proposing to do during this relicensing, include hydrology and water temperature, water quality, in-stream flows, the fish habitat actually at Lake Pillsbury, fish passage, which is an important issue that's being discussed right now with regard to Scott Dam.
And you mentioned that PG&E is in the process of applying for relicensing this project. And are you concerned that this lawsuit will affect the relicensing of the project?
I'm not an attorney, I'm sure that while PG&E will be concerned with the lawsuit, I don't believe there's a nexus per se between this lawsuit and the relicensing process. There's an awful lot at stake here.
We just heard from Alan Levine of Coast Action Group and Janet Polly of the Potter Valley Irrigation District Board about a lawsuit filed by Coast Action Group and California River Watch against PG&E for its management of the Potter Valley Water Project. For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith.